Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Our Place, episode 599.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you all doing? We're doing all right, I think, aren't we?
Yeah, and we missed the last one because we... Didn't we have a visitor that day?
Yes, I can't remember what happened. We missed it.
We had a visitor.
Yeah, yeah.
It was that simple.
Yeah, but we didn't then do it the following week, did we, or anything like that?
For various reasons, I think there has been all kinds of... We've been busy. We decided, because we missed the first week, that's what it was, we decided, oh, we'll wait till December and wish everybody a season's, what's it, blessings and stuff, you know.
That's right, yeah.
Season's... Whatever you want to call them. Greetings.
Greetings.
Not a card to say season's greetings.
Christmassy, Hanukkah-y, whatever you know. whatever you celebrate. But we'll get to that at the end,
later,
obviously.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, we're all okay. Sorry for the racket there. Coughing away there and clearing my throat.
Yeah, I've got a lot of frog in the throat lately.
Yeah. You can also have Vector.
Vector, he's still...
Over there.
Still going merrily. Yeah.
And we are recording this week on a different device. We're recording on the Pixel 7 Pro, which is my latest googly phone from Android. And the mics on this, I think, are pretty good as it goes. Angie hasn't heard it yet, have you, Angie?
No.
So you'll see what it's like. I'm using a program called Easy Voice Recorder. Link in the show notes for anyone that wants to download it from the Play Store. In fact, I'm using Easy Voice Recorder Pro because it's got more settings and filters and various other things. So, it's all good stuff. So, as I said, how you're doing? We're okay. What news have we got, Ange, this time?
Well, for one thing, we've been out quite a lot at weekends to the pub. It started well back, in fact. I mean, I'm sure we've done podcasts since you started going with your dad to watch the Tottenham games. And then we both started going along because, you know, you get a nice drink and a nice bit of camaraderie. And then, of course, when England start playing, we were still doing that.
Yeah.
Except when they were on in the week, we didn't go. I think we're on one day in the week. We didn't go then. We watched it at home. But we do seem to have been out quite a bit more.
We do.
We also went to a gig a few weeks ago in a pub called the... What's it called? The Station.
The Station at Nebworth. Yeah. We went to a pub there. Yeah. And we heard my PT, my personal trainer's partner, who plays bass in a band. We heard his band. We went up to hear his band. And it was good. And Leanne came with us, didn't she, Angie?
She came. Well, she met us.
She met us.
And we had a few more people came along, the one that you know, and he brought his partner, didn't he?
That's right, yeah.
So we had a nice evening there.
Nice evening there, yeah. Yeah, it was good.
We didn't stay till the end, because everybody we knew decided they were going.
Yeah.
You know, so we left.
Well, Leanne had to work the following day, so she had to go early anyway. She couldn't stay till the end. We was going to go to one last night, as it goes. Weird things have happened. So last night, yesterday I found out my dad's got COVID. And so he's got it at last. He's never had it before, but it has caught up with him now. Not bad, apparently. It's just like a bad cold for him. But he has got it. And then Leanne left me a message yesterday to say that she wasn't too well, so she wasn't going to the gig last night. So we were going to go to another one of Wes, her partner's, gigs, but we didn't because Leanne wasn't well. So we decided, because we'd only seen Dad a week ago and he's now got COVID, we decided to do the responsible thing.
We're not sure. We probably could have been tempted if she... I mean...
Yeah, if she was going, we may have gone.
We're still feeling fine, but there would possibly be nobody there we knew, and a very noisy venue. So to find the bar, because the music we know was noisy from the last time, and apparently this is a smaller pub.
Yeah, so it would have been noisier in a way.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not a case of, like Wetherspoons, you could sit there and order your stuff up and they'll bring it. You know?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
They do now, don't they?
Yeah.
Because that's a big old place to find your way around. But
yeah,
you don't have to. No. We haven't been there for a long while, though, at Wetherspoons, have we?
No, that's right.
But, you know, so we did decide against it. It was probably a wise move because we all met in the pub when England were playing the US.
That's right, yeah.
And it was quite a lot of people there. That was last Friday, of course, a mm-hmm. week ago Friday.
Yeah.
And your dad was sitting with us for a while, but then he went up the bar and our niece Charlotte came to sit with us. And James, I think, was up the bar as well, was he not?
I believe he was, yeah.
And yeah. I'm wondering if they didn't pick it up
from somewhere, yeah.
Because, yeah. But we're all right. And as far as I know, everyone else, Charlotte is all right. But she was sitting with us.
Yes, yeah.
For a lot of the evening.
Yeah.
So I don't know if someone breezed in who'd had it and they were chatting at the bar. And of course, you know what it's like when you're chatting.
Mm.
You're breathing out particles, aren't you? You know what I'm. Well, you are. We all know that. And when you're close by someone,
that's right.
And
yeah.
And of course, they would have been quite close by there. So it's possible that he got it there. He doesn't go very far. You see, he's not out that much. He goes shopping sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's about it. And they take the dog for a walk. Well, of course, it's outdoors there and plenty of space. So I'd say the most likely is in the pub.
Yeah.
He's caught it, but we don't know that.
No.
And then on the Saturday, we go to another crowded pub.
Yeah.
We've had a lovely meal.
Yes, right, yeah.
So it's, they say you can up to 10 days to catch this. Well, of course, he had it well within that time.
Yeah.
I think me and you are probably going to be fine.
Yeah, I do.
Now, and if we've got it, we don't know, we haven't any symptoms.
No. No.
And because you have to buy tests now, there's no point wasting them on symptom-free.
Yeah, that's right.
Unless you really are going to mix with someone that's vulnerable, I guess, and, you know, very vulnerable. But as things stand, now we decided, oh, well, nobody's going to be there, we know. She said Paul, who was there last time at the gig, might turn up, but it was only a might.
Yeah, yeah.
So we thought, oh.
Yeah, so we didn't.
We didn't bother.
We didn't go.
So it's been, as I say, it's been very, I've been really enjoying my nights out, I have to say. And it would have been a twice weekend out this time. It would have been last night and Sunday because we were going to go and watch England again versus Senegal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But of course, we won't now because we could, because we know that place and the pub very well and they'd look after us there. That sort of thing, and of course it would be fine, but because we're not going to go and be with the people we would want to be with, we might as well watch and listen, in fact, on the radio
the match
at home, because if you go on the internet, which Steve does and puts it on 5 Live or Talksport or whatever it happens to be on, it's a minute, it can be a minimum of 30 seconds behind.
Yeah, it is, yeah, yeah.
So everyone's going, yes, in the pub. What's that about? And you're behind, aren't
Yeah,
you?
Yep.
I just go along. I like the camaraderie and the fun, and I'm not interested in putting a headphone in, especially if I'm going to be behind with it. Mm. But we thought, oh, well, we might as well then just sit here at home tomorrow and watch it on our own.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do.
So that is what we'll do.
Yeah.
Because the others, I don't suppose any of them will go out.
No.
Say, James, Charlotte's boyfriend, he's got COVID as well.
Yeah.
And so I don't think Charlotte will be wanting to go.
Well, they won't. I don't think they'll go anyway because Dad won't be able to go.
No, he won't. That's what I said. I don't think she'll want to go.
No, no.
And your dad said he wouldn't do that anyway. But he wouldn't be because he knows he's got COVID.
Yeah, that's right. So
he wouldn't. And he's only just tested for it yesterday. So no, there's no way.
No.
That's happening. So we were going to have quite a good social life this weekend, but...
just me and you this weekend.
No, we call it when it's just us, all about me and you, don't we?
That's it, yeah.
That's what we call it.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's what it's going to be, as things stand now.
So what else has been going on then?
Well, you've had exhibitions and demos.
We've had exhibitions and demos.
Demoing of equipment, and you went to the TechShare Pro thing and to give a talk.
That's right. I did a talk on accessibility for QuickBooks. Yeah. I went to represent QuickBooks.
Yeah.
Did a talk on accessibility and met my friend Ted Drake again, who's the accessibility manager there. He's very good. He's very switched on. And that was good. The thing that they particularly liked was they asked me what I wanted in accessibility in the future, and I said for it to be a part of normal life, so we're not talking about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, and they seem to like that. You know, it's something to think about, isn't it?
Well, I know a little while ago, after VoiceOver came out on the iPhone, and then Apple stopped talking about it so much.
Yeah.
And people started worrying, oh, it's not going to be in the product. But, of course, it's normalised.
Yeah.
You don't need to talk about it anymore. Apple did recently do a thing on accessibility. I didn't hear it or anything, but they did an event on it, didn't they?
It's Google are the same. But in their Google I.O., they don't talk about accessibility so much now.
No.
But they still do it all the time, you know.
Talking of Google, they've got a podcast out.
Yes, we recommend it, don't we, Ange?
I absolutely recommend it because it's not hardcore and highbrow like the Android developers
backstage. No, it's
for anyone.
It's only half an hour a week, and it's called Made by Google. And every week it focuses on a different topic. Mm. And I think last week it focused on accessibility because we're a bit behind.
Last week it was probably accessibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
One we've just heard was about
home apps and Matter
and stuff, yeah.
And things like that. And
it is very good. It's not many of them yet.
No. But it's only about 5 episodes, I think, but it's really good.
It's aimed at Joe Public, as we like to call it, don't we? Me.
Yeah.
It's aimed at me and you. And,
yeah.
Yes.
Really good. Thoroughly enjoy it.
It's everyone. It's just aimed at people who want to know.
Yeah. Well, thoroughly enjoy that.
Yeah.
A hearty recommendation for that podcast.
I've enjoyed all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do listen to some of the backstage developers. Some of them
go over my head. Over my head.
But some of them, there's one all about Bluetooth, which was very interesting.
And
the complications of Bluetooth and why it really doesn't work with some things. It's just so complicated.
And,
you know.
But they do have, on the Made by Google, they do have people from Google from those particular departments, don't they, Ange, talking about. That's why I'm interested in the accessibility one when we get to it.
That's right.
Because, you know, I wonder who's working at Google Accessibility now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that'd be good.
It will be.
Yeah. I'll put a link to that in the show notes if I can find a link to it. It's certainly on all your podcast apps.
Oh, yeah.
So it's on... Pocket Casts, and it's on what do I use? Podcast Addict. Yeah. That's what I use. It's on there as well.
Of course, if you're on the iPhone, look on things like
Apple Podcasts
and Pocket Casts, of course. Yeah. Apple Podcasts, if that's what you're using, because that's what's built in.
Yeah.
And of course, I can't remember the names of the rest of them. Overcast,
Downcast. Yeah, there are a good few.
Yeah,
should be on all of those.
Should be, I would think.
Yeah. What else?
I think that probably covers what we've done, doesn't it?
It does, really. Yeah.
In a nutshell. I mean, as I say, you've been out and about demoing things for people. Somebody bought a phone because you went to their house with some phones.
That's right, yeah.
Bought one. And,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, all sorts going on like that.
Yeah, yeah.
out and busy, really.
Well, yeah, we've just been busy working, really, mainly.
Well, our weekends have been fun. We subscribed to Tidal, the music service. We used to, and then we left it, and then we've gone back to it again.
Yeah, back to Tidal. And we found some oddities in the music selections they got, because I looked up somebody who is, in fact, quite popular, you know, famous, Chaz and Dave, and they've only got one track, which is on a compilation album, and yet YouTube Music and Spotify and have got all of them, you know, all the albums. Mm. So... Why Tidal haven't, I'm not quite sure.
I don't know what that's about.
But yeah, Tidal is high quality music. And Cobas, by the way, does have all of them because you can buy them as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so, you often find more music on services where you can buy as well.
So you can have them in high quality on Cobas. That's why we have both, don't we?
Yes, we like high quality music.
Here, yeah,
don't we?
Yeah.
We wanted to try some of Tidal 360 music as well, didn't we?
Yes.
But we need to. We've got some headphones that will do that.
Got to get that sorted out, haven't we? Yeah.
You know, that's the thing to sort out. Yes.
Talking of music, is this a good time for you to do your demo?
Yes, my little demoette.
Yeah, go on then.
Demo.
So,
I'll explain how this came about. The other day I was wanting to add Tidal to Sonos. I know quite a few of you know what that is. Anyone who doesn't, it's a music streaming. It has
platform, really, isn't it? Yeah.
It has speakers and things like that, you know, and I've got a couple of, we've got a few bits of Sonos equipment here. And I was wanting to add Tidal. Now, I knew that this voice service was coming out, but I, as far as I knew, it was only in the United States, and I don't know, the United States anyway, not over in Europe yet. And I expected I'd have seen an email or something in my inbox, because having an account with Sonos, you have an inbox and you often see things in there. But it wasn't. I've had no notifications as it's come to the UK or anything like that. But while I was in there, I thought, it came to, voice was one of the first things. I thought, oh, let's just see what options we do have now. And there it was. So I don't know how long we've had it. So I set this up on both speakers, on the two speakers that I had active at the time, which was the Move in here and my Roam, which is upstairs. I set it up on those. And it wanted to do an update. It said, before we can add this service, something about, oh, we have to update your speaker. So it did that. And then I went ahead and added the service. There's a bit of a tutorial you can go through if you want to. And then I started playing with it. I did find a slight oddity. There's a track by a band called Rival. Well, it's a one-man band, Rival Consoles. He actually is one man, believe it or not. And according to Cobus, anyway, the blurb on there. And this track's called Recovery. And could I get it to play? And I know it's on Amazon Music. Now, it also doesn't work with all services. The voice doesn't. It works with some, Amazon being one, and that's the only one we have that it'll work with. But, of course, Amazon works with your voice anyway, doesn't it? With the Amazon speakers, which we won't mention because all your speakers might go off.
Yeah.
That's the one service we have. So I thought, I'm going to try this. And so I tried this track, Recovery. Eventually it said, I don't understand. Shall I play songs by Rival Consoles instead? So I understood the Rival Consoles. Now, the first track it happened to play was that particular track, Recovery. But it called it, when I asked it what's playing, it said Recovery or something. Recovery. It didn't even say Recovery. Which is strange, because when I've read it with my speech synthesizers in the past, it said Recovery. So it didn't get the word, did it?
No.
And we couldn't find a song by K-Star, and I'm thinking, I'm surprised Amazon hasn't got it, but it didn't pick that up either. He said, use the Sonos app.
Yeah, now the song by K-Star I looked for was Man With The Bag, and it should have found that.
I would have thought it's on Amazon.
You know. Yeah, it's almost certain it's on Amazon Music, but
I tried it even later.
It didn't find
on,
it, no.
And it still wouldn't. So I have found some tracks it does find.
Yeah.
And radio stations, you can play stations from Sonos Radio, so you can find things from there, which is quite nice. And I did manage to get it to play a couple of songs by their names.
So go on then, put them out of their misery.
So we'll start, for anybody that hasn't heard this, here's a little demo. Right, so the first thing I'm going to start is a radio station. So don't be shocked, it's not going to play the song that I'm asking for, unless that happens to be what's on the radio now, because it's the name of the station. So first of all, right, here we go. Hey Sonos, play Mistletoe on Rye. Play Mistletoe and Wine on Sonos Radio.
I think you're too late because the beep went off.
Mixed up, didn't I?
Yeah.
He's probably confused it now. Oh, no. Here we go. Let's do it. Found it. It's the most
beautiful town. You sure it's playing that?
Well, it's playing.
Ask it what's playing.
Hey, Sonos. What's playing?
This is Mistletoe by Justin Bieber from Amazon Music.
So it's not playing that radio station.
It's not.
Right.
Okay. Stop.
No.
Hey, Sonos. Stop. If you're quick enough, you can actually say stop without adding the wait word.
Not once it's beeped, I don't think. No, well... Because that means I've stopped listening.
It stops listening once it turns the music up, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Hey, Sonos. Play Mistletoe and Wine on Sonos Radio.
Here it comes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a well-known song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Hey, Sonos. Volume down. That should turn down slightly.
Yeah.
Hey, Sonos. What's playing?
This is Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses. From the station Mistletoe and Wine on Sonos Radio.
Yeah. And so there we go. So, right. Hey, Sonos. Add Rome to the group.
Grouping the Sonos Rome with the Sonos Move.
No, you won't hear that because it's upstairs. So that's what that does. It's quite simple as that. No messing with the app. You can just do that. Hey, Sonos, remove Rome from the group.
Ungrouping the Sonos Rome.
Battery. No, it didn't that time, did it? Battery. No, normally you can ask, you can say before, if you're quick enough, you don't have to use the wait word. But obviously, I wasn't quick enough.
No.
Let's try that. Hey, Sonos, battery.
The battery is fully charged.
Now that's probably one of my favourite feature. That and being able to group the speakers. That's just nice, not having to mess with the app just when you want a speaker. You can even tell it to play in a room, I think, and things like that. I haven't tried everything you can do. Hey, Sonos, stop. That will probably do for now, won't it?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just gives you a small demo.
Just a small demo.
That chap sounds a bit ill to me. He sounds a bit frail.
He's from Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, yeah. Breaking Bad, yeah, apparently. He sounds a little bit frail to me. But there you go.
Yeah.
So there you go. We had a bit of Christmas music in there, even albeit in the demo. So we did.
We did a little bit of Christmas. Well, I thought we'd try that.
Yeah.
They put these stations on their Sonos HD, on their Sonos radio, I mean, for the winter. They've got several Christmas stations, different choices. One called Jazzmas, I think, which I haven't listened to yet. I haven't tried that one.
Mm. Right.
And we've got a few different ones.
Yeah.
But so, that's one of the poppy ones, you know, the more poppy, sort of ones everyone will know. Right, so yeah, that's about it. So you can tell it to play a song.
Yeah.
Which, you know, sort of thing like that. I managed to do that last night while I was sitting in here on my own. And so, yeah, I'm really happy about that because it's... I could be going about my business ironing and I could tell it to play something because I use I keep saying HD radio. I do use it enough, so I subscribe to HD radio because you don't have any ads in that.
No.
And it does play HD quality then, you know.
What constitutes HD quality? Is that CD quality?
I think that's it's a higher stream than the basic.
Yeah, I didn't think Sonos could handle HD as such.
Well, it's CD quality.
Yeah, I just wondered.
I believe you can even skip tracks with your voice.
Yeah, yeah. You could say next track, I guess, can't you?
And even on a service like Tidal, which doesn't use the voice... You can still group,
ungroup,
body volume,
and pause, I guess, and stop.
And all that stuff, yes.
Mm. Yeah.
You can still do all that stuff.
Yeah, but you have to start playing in the app.
You have to start playing in the app.
Mm.
But once you've got it going, you've got a bit more control.
Yeah.
So that is nice. Yeah. I like that. That's my find for this week. That's when you were out. When was you out? Oh, it was Tuesday, wasn't it? That's right.
Probably, yeah.
Because you were out and stayed out overnight Monday, didn't you?
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Oh, good. Well done. And thank you for that demo.
That's all right. Sorry, I got mixed up at the beginning, but it decided to play me a song.
It did, yeah.
Decided to find me something Christmassy as well, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Funnily enough.
Well, actually, it played Mistletoe, or something about Mistletoe by Justin Bieber,
yeah,
didn't it?
Or, exactly. So it picked up my Mistletoe.
Was it Justin Bieber? I think it was.
You can even say to it, play music, which I tried, and it'll just play random music.
Right. Yeah.
It may, once it learns your likes, it might actually pick. Apparently, you can like a song with your voice as well.
Yeah, I guess you just say like after the wake word. Mm.
Yeah.
Or like this song or whatever. Yeah, yeah. But don't see why not.
It's all good fun.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
But I do like the fact of the battery. It tells me that.
Mm.
So my favourite bits is grouping and battery, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they've got music quite as slick as the, you know, the Google Home apps and things like that. I mean, like, if you take Man with the Bag.
Yes.
Why I didn't find it, I'm not sure.
I have no clue, and I still couldn't do it at any point.
Yeah. So it's not quite there yet. It's not as good as Google Home, but it's not bad, is it?
No.
I think that's going to be it, isn't it, Ange?
I think it is, yes.
I think that's going to be it for this time.
Yes.
So all that remains, really, is for us to wish you all a happy holiday season, however you celebrate it, Christmas, Hanukkah, however you celebrate it, nothing excluded. We wish you a happy holiday season and an even better year next year, hopefully, than you had this year. So that's it for this year of podcasts. Not so many this year, but may try and do better next year, shall we?
Well, we keep getting disturbed when we want to do it at the beginning of the month, and then for whatever reason, it puts us out. We just don't get to do it because we stop doing it weekly. I find it hard not doing it weekly. I need to get better at making notes of what we've done. But this time, it's easy. We've been out and about a lot and been busy. We haven't done anything specific.
Yeah.
Otherwise, have we?
No, not really.
Whether there'll be more to talk about this month, I don't know.
So I think that's going to... Well, there will be. There'll be Christmas, any presents we might get or might not get or whatever. there'll be that to talk about, won't there?
Oh, yes.
Oh, and the other thing we didn't talk about was we switched our bank account since we last talked to you.
So we did.
And we've switched to Monzo. And that's highly recommended, I'd say, because you get so many notifications and you get breakdowns of expenditure on a given day and things like that. I really think it's quite good, don't you, Ange?
It is a good system, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, there's nothing else really to say about that except that it all went well and all done.
Yeah. I should say, though, that if you wanted to switch to something like that, remember it has no branches.
That's right.
So you are reliant on ATMs.
But when's the last time you went in a bank branch?
No, I haven't. But the other thing you can't do is use it in the post office at the counter.
That's right.
So if you rely on that, you can't do that either.
No.
If you don't ever use cash, that's fine.
Mm.
We don't use a heck of a lot of cash.
But you can use it in ATMs.
Yes, you can. Yes.
With the Link logo.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
With the MasterCard logo.
With the MasterCard logo.
Apparently, that's most of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they say.
You can. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So anyway, we digress. We will say cheerio to you.
Yeah, bye from me.
Have a great rest of the year, 2022. And as I say, I hope 2023 is better. And we will see you next time and tell you all about Christmas. In January.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. So cheerio for now, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.